比卢伯牧师我们正道，翻译葛鹏弟兄。 Nice message by Pastor Robert Lido.
Happy Good Friday, everybody.
今天晚上，圣诞节快乐，大家。
I just want to thank again, Pastor Wong and, you all for allowing me to speak here tonight on Good Friday.
我想感谢王牧师和大家啊，允许我可以今天啊，圣诞节这个重要的日子啊，来讲到。
I mean it when I say it truly is one of the greatest honors of my life and one of the hugest blessings to dwell upon Jesus on a night like this.
我觉得这是我极大的荣幸和我极大的特权，可以在这样的一个耶稣受难的特别的日子上面来服侍他。
As we come before holy ground tonight, join with me in prayer.
我们一同低头祷告。
Father, we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus, the one and only name given among men by which we must be saved. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would guide us here this evening in order that we may glorify your name and that we may truly come into a greater knowledge of the grace and the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would truly open the eyes of our hearts, that we may behold the true beauty and love of our Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you would cause us to worship you in spirit and truth by opening up our minds to understanding and opening up the eyes of faith that we may truly see and that we may come before you with our hearts filled with your Holy Spirit and worshiping you with the joy of the Lord.Thank you for this evening, Lord God. We ask that you would bless it for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I want to talk to you tonight about the Christian gospel.
我今天晚上想讲一讲基督徒所说的福音。
The good news about Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的好消息。
The Apostle Paul referred to the gospel in several places as a mystery.
使徒保罗用奥秘这个词在许多经节上面来形容福音。
Something that had previously been revealed in part, but now has been made known in full.
奥秘呢就是以前我们只知道一部分，现在我们知道全部的事情。
Have you ever had an experience of an aha moment?
我们有没有那种就是突然一下灵机一闪的感觉？
When you're puzzling over a problem, you're trying to figure out a mystery that you only see in part, and then you see it in full. And at that moment, you say, aha, now I see.
当你被一个问题困扰，而且当时只知道它一部分，没有彻底明白，然后一时间，突然明白了，然后你就会说，aha, 我明白了。
What previously seemed puzzling to you now becomes clear, and you know for certain that you have seen the truth.
以前不明白的事现在已经都明白了，那你也知道，那你知道了真相哈。
Tonight what I want to do is take a look at the gospel message of Jesus' death and resurrection that was prophesied 800 years before he was born.And subsequently crucified on the night we celebrate as Good Friday.
今天晚上我们一起来看耶稣基督死而复活的福音信息。那这样一篇信息是在800多年前由先知已经被预言了。他在一天的晚上被钉十字架，那就是我们今天晚上所庆祝的受难节。
God prophesied these things long before they happened.So when the events took place, we would know for certain that they were true.
那在这些事情发生之前很久哈，那神就已经预言了这件事哈，那让属他的人可以在事情发生之后可以明白。
So my prayer here tonight is for God's grace to open up each of our hearts so that we may look upon Jesus, perhaps for the first time in truth,or perhaps again with fresh eyes and open hearts, seeing him for who he truly is.
今天晚上我的祷告就是希望神的恩典可以叫每一位来敞开自己的心，在真理里面来看基督，来看耶稣，也许是第一次看，也许不是第一次，那之后可以明白他真正是谁。
And seeing his great love for sinners, seeing his great love for you, and saying, aha, now I see.
并且知道他对罪人的大爱，当你明白的时候也说出这样aha的感慨。
That's what the Bible calls faith.
这就是圣经上所讲信心。
Please turn with me to the first passage that we read tonight, Isaiah 53.
我们一起来读今天的第一段经文，以赛亚书53章。
Let's pick it up a few verses earlier in chapter 52, verse 13.
我们往前面多读几节，那52章13节开始。
And let's read verses 13 to 15.
我们开始先读13节到15节。
See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man,and his form marred beyond human likeness, so will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they had not heard, they will understand.
我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。许多人因他惊奇，他的面容比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因为所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见，未曾听见的，他们要明白。
Isaiah starts us off by calling to see. That's the first word, see. And then he proclaims a mystery.
英文里面有看这一个词，那以赛亚在这块让我们看神的仆人，表示神要开始讲奥秘了。
There is a mystery here that's being revealed about someone long before the events will transpire. The mystery is about God's servant.
在事情发生很久之前，圣经在这里讲了一个奥秘，这个奥秘就是关于神的仆人。
As verse 13 says, a servant of God who will, that is in the future from the time of this writing, act wisely. A wise person is one that obeys God.
第十三节说神的仆人必，那就是将来时态，行事有智慧，行事有智慧的意思就是可以顺服神的意思。
And yet as verse 14 says, his appearance was so disfigured, he won't even look human.
14节又说这个人的面容非常憔悴，让人看见都不敢相信，不像人的样子。
In addition, verse 15 says that he will sprinkle many nations. Sprinkling is a priestly term. In the Old Testament, the priests would sprinkle objects or people, often with blood, to purify them to be holy, set apart for God.
而且后面说他要洗净诸多的国民。那这里洗净这个词是讲神的圣殿里面祭司用的词。那在旧约当中呢，祭司用血来弹在器物和人的身上，来使这些器物和人洁净归神，分别为圣。
And furthermore, as we see in the rest of verse 15, the kings of the nations will shut their mouths because of him, which is a sign of respect, a reverent awe. The kings of the earth will shut their mouth in this man's presence.Which means he must be a king of kings, a lord of lords.
下面又说君王要因他闭口，那闭口就是尊敬的意思，那君王都要在敬畏当中来尊敬他，那如果君王都要尊敬他，那他一定是万王之王，也是万主之主。
This part here of silencing the rulers of the world will happen when the mystery is fully revealed and they see, they have their aha moment, and they see who this disfigured man whom God raises and exalts really is. And they will be in awe. They will be silenced.
那这件事情就是君王闭口这件事情将在这个奥秘完全显明的时候发生，他们就会看见这个憔悴却是被神高举的人，并且知道他真正是谁，那到时候他们就会惊奇敬畏。
And now we'll see the unraveling of the mystery, clues to the identity of God's servant. Read with me Isaiah 53:1-3.
那我们现在来看这个奥秘的一些线索，我们一起来读以赛亚书53:1-3.
Who has believed our message, and whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的臂膀向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长，如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Verse 2 tells us that he grew up like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. A shoot is a small branch out of a tree.
第二节在这里告诉我们，他如嫩芽生长，像根出于干地。那嫩芽就代表树木上的小枝子。
Now, an astute reader of Isaiah will remember that Isaiah mentions a shoot once before in this book.
那敏感的人就会发现，那其实前面11章也提过一次这个枝子。
In chapter 11, read here, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实，耶和华的灵必住在他身上。
Everyone recognizes, both Christians and Jews alike, that this shoot is God's Messiah. Jesse is King David's father, and God had promised the Messiah would come through the line of David.
犹太人和基督徒都同意，这个枝子指的就是神的受膏者弥赛亚。那第十一章说，耶西就是大卫的父亲，而神应许弥赛亚要从大卫的后裔出来。
That's what it means when it says from the stump of Jesse, from his roots, Messiah would come from Jesse David's lineage.
这就是说耶西的本必发出一条，就是这个本的意思。那就是说弥赛亚要从耶西这个他的这一家出来。
Verse 11:2 says the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, and that's what Messiah means, anointed by the Spirit of the Lord.
第二节讲说耶和华的灵住在他身上，那这就是弥赛亚的意思，就是受膏者，他受神圣灵的膏。
This becomes crystal clear as you read the rest of this passage. It's all about the Messiah and his kingdom.
很明显呢，这段经文讲的就是弥赛亚和他的国度。
The next time Isaiah mentions a shoot is right here in Isaiah 53.
那下一次再提到这个枝子，就是我们这一段经文。
The shoot is the Messiah. The sad part of this prophecy is that no one recognized him when he came, because he had no outward beauty or majesty that would make him attractive to the world, and the world idolizes power and beauty.
枝子就是弥赛亚，可是很不幸的是，这个预言说了，人们都不会认出他来，因为他外形憔悴，而且没有那个外貌的尊贵，可是世界崇拜的却是权力和美貌。
Which is why verse 3 says he was rejected and despised and we esteemed him not.
这就是 为什么第三节说他被拒绝被丢弃我们也不尊重他。
Esteem is an accounting term, and it means that we saw no value in him. We figured him to be worthless.
这里英文的这个尊重这个词其实是一个经济的名词，那它意思就是说看不到它的价值，觉得它不值钱。
But again, an astute Bible student will recognize that this is the same pattern God's people followed throughout their history.
那可是呢，善读圣经的人就能明白说，其实这也是神在历史上常用的一种手法。
Do you remember the first two kings of Israel and how they were selected?
那你记得以色列最早的两个王是谁？那他们是如何被选出来的吗？
Saul was the king who the people wanted because he was handsome and he was a powerful physique. He was a foot taller than everybody else.
那扫罗王是人选出来的哈，他长得很漂亮，但是而且比大家都高一尺。那他是一个很壮的人。
Saul had both beauty and majesty in outward appearance, but not in his heart.
那扫罗这个人是在外表就是有全了这个尊贵和美貌，可是内心却没有。
Saul failed as the Lord's king because his heart was not right before God. So God raised up another man, David, a man after God's own heart.
那作为神国度的王，那扫罗最后失败了，因为他的心里面有问题，所以神就又选召了另外一个人，大卫。神说大卫是合他心意的人。
But the world couldn't see David's value either. When Samuel the prophet visited the house of Jesse, David's father, because God told him that he chose one of Jesse's sons to be king, David's own father didn't even bring him forth to Samuel.
世界也看不到大卫的价值。同样那就是撒母耳到耶西的家去高他一个儿子做王，因为神告诉撒母耳说那去高耶西的一个儿子做王，可是大卫的父亲耶西甚至都没把他带出来。
One by one, Samuel asked Jesse to bring out all his sons, and then one by one, Jesse presented his sons to Samuel, and every time Samuel said no, this one is not the chosen one.
撒母耳要耶西把他儿子带来，那他就一个一个把他们都带来，可是每一个都被否掉了哈。那因为神没有拣选他们。
Then Samuel asked him, "Was there any more of your sons?" And Jesse said, "Well, no, except for David, right? But you don't want him. We keep him out, you know, with the sheep."
那撒母耳问耶西说，那你还有儿子没有？耶西说没有了，不过还有一个小的，那就是大卫。那你肯定不会要他，那我们都把他和羊关在一起。
And Samuel said, bring him to me at once.
撒母耳说，那你赶紧把他带来。
And when God's prophet saw this young man, whom no one in the world thought could lead anything but sheep, Samuel said, he is the one. He is God's chosen king.
先知看见这个年轻人的时候，其实这个年轻人在世人的眼里除了羊之外领导不了其他的东西。那可是撒母耳就说，哎呀，这个就是神所拣选的王。
And Samuel anointed David as the true king of Israel.
然后撒母耳就把立王的那个膏油倒在了大卫的头上，把他膏立成以色列真正的王。
If you ever feel you're not good enough to serve God, that there are people more beautiful or more powerful or smarter than you, I want you to remember David.
假如你觉得自己不够好，那不能服侍神的话，那就请你想一想大卫哈。你也许会总觉得别人比你自己更漂亮，更有力量，更聪明，那么这个时候就应该想想大卫。
And remember that God will bring his salvation not by might, not by strength, but by his spirit.
你要记住神带来拯救的方式不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能，乃是依靠他的灵。
God uses not the strong, but the humble. Those who trust not in their own strength, but in the Almighty.
神所使用的人不是自我强大的人，而是谦卑的人，那就是那些不靠自己的力量，乃是倚靠全能的神的那些人。
This is what epitomized Jesus Christ. God incarnate never relied on his own strength, either human or divine, but always relied on the Spirit of the Lord that was on him.
那耶稣就是彻彻底底这样的人。那道成肉身的神从来不使用自己的力量，不管是作为人的力量还是作为神的力量，而是依靠住在他里面的圣灵。
Hebrews 9:14 says that the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, will cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death.
希伯来书9:14说，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑吗？
But the question is, how does the blood of Jesus cleanse us and deliver us from death?
那耶稣的血又是如何能洁净我们，除去把我们从死亡当中拯救出来呢？
And now we'll start to see the mystery being explained.Read with me Isaiah 53:4-6.
我们在这儿就看这个奥秘渐渐被解释。我们来一起读53:4-6.
As we read this, notice the transfer that takes place.
当你看这段经文的时候，你要注意一下，这里有一个替换。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried away our sorrows.Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our inequities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受其的罚，被神击打苦待了，乃知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Do you see the transfer that's being, taken part here? God put the guilt of our sins on Messiah and then struck him with the wrath that we should have received in order to take our sins and the awful consequences away from us.
那你有没有看到这边有一个替换？神把我们的罪放在弥赛亚的身上，那让他代替我们承受，我们本该承受的神愤怒的责打。那这样呢，我们的罪和最可怕的后果就都可以被除去。
An analogy might be chemotherapy. Probably all of us here know someone with cancer, and there may be some of you who are dealing with it yourselves. And what they do with chemotherapy is the radiation and so forth, takes away, they try to kill the cancerous cells in order to save the whole person.
那我们看看做化疗这件事做一个例子哈，做一个比方。那我们肯定所有的人多数都认识得过癌症的人，甚至自己也得过。那化疗或者其他的疗法，像放疗一样，都是要摧毁癌细胞，好叫其余的健康的部分可以存活下来。
The problem is with chemotherapy is that they'll also kill the good cells as well.
那化疗的问题在于它也会杀掉一些好的细胞。
But while humans aren't perfect, God is. And God's holiness will destroy evil in us without destroying us. In fact, he will make us holy.
那人的一生是这样，可是神是完美的。那神设立了一种可以从罪人里面除去罪，但是不毁灭罪人的本身的这样一种方式，用这种方法把人变为圣洁。
The mysterious disfigurement and marring, from verse 15:14 is now explained. It refers both to the internal strikes of God, as verse 4 says that God struck him, and also the piercing and crushing that we see in verses, in verse 5.
在奥秘里面所讲的憔悴和枯槁在这块就被解决了被解释了。那这个这两个词指同时指内在和外在两方面受神的击打。那内在方面呢就是好像第四章第四节讲的，然后第五节讲了外在的方面被打被钉。
Do you see this is the clearest picture of our Lord Jesus dying on the cross for us?
你能看出来吗？这个就是耶稣基督在十字架上面受死的一个状况。
And this was written 800 years before the events.
这个在事情发生之前800多年已经被写下来了。
Scourging is done with whips and stones that are, the stones are welded into the leather along with bones embedded in it.
那鞭打耶稣的那种鞭子呢就是用皮子的袋子里面嵌着石头和骨头。
So that the flesh would welt and tear and be torn apart and the bowels would often be exposed and hanging out and many died from the scourging alone.
那这种刑罚就是让人的皮肉就裂开哈，甚至肚子里面的东西都露出来。那很多人光是鞭打就打死了。
When a person was crucified, he was nailed to the cross where his weight would dislocate his shoulders and be further disfigured, and this would eventually cause suffocation, building up the fluids in the lung, which eventually would burst the heart.
那一个人钉在十字架上，其实他是因为他的体重，然后把他拉的两个肩膀脱臼，然后就变成一个更加不好看的样子。那最后会造成窒息，甚至叫心脏都破裂。
Which is why when the Roman guard put the spear in Jesus' side, water and blood gushed out.
这就是为什么那个罗马兵丁用枪扎了耶稣肋旁的时候，有血和水一起出来。
But Isaiah tells us that by his wounds we are healed. We receive grace because Jesus received the punishment of our guilt.
以赛亚在这块说呢，然而我们被医治是因为他的创伤，那我们能够得到恩典是因为他替我们的罪付上了刑罚。
Time is running out for me. This is took longer than I anticipated. We won't be able to go through the whole prophecy, so I want to finish with verses 9 and 10.
那时间关系比我想象的要长一些哈，那我就不能把整个的预言都讲完。那我们跳到9到10节。
Verse 10 says Jesus was let's read verse 9 and 10. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
他虽然未行强暴，手中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与台主同葬，耶华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶华以他为赎罪祭。他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
Verse 10 says Jesus was a guilt offering. A guilt offering in the Old Testament was a way of taking away the sins of the person who offered the sacrifice.
第十节说耶稣就是赎罪祭。那赎罪祭是旧约当中的一种方式，人借着这种方式来除掉自己的罪。
If I sinned against God in the Old Testament,I would take an unblemished lamb, that is a lamb without defect, and lay my hands on the head, confessing my sins, and thereby symbolically transferring my sins all to the lamb, the guilt offering.
那按照旧约的方法呢，如果我犯了罪，那我就要取一只没有瑕疵的羔羊，那把手摁在他头上，承认我的罪，以这种方式来代表我把罪传到这个羊的身上，这就是赎罪祭。
The lamb would then die in my place to pay for my guilt.
那羊就会替我死来付上我罪的代价。
But the blood of animals couldn't take away sins. They only pointed to the Messiah, God's true sacrifice for us.
那动物的血其实不能赎人的罪哈。那所以 这个羊的这种赎罪祭呢，只是代表了神的弥赛亚，就是神的真正的赎罪祭。
Jesus Christ is the only true guilt offering that can take away your sins.
耶稣基督才是那唯一真正的赎罪祭，可以除去我们的罪。
Verse 9 says that he has done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. This is Isaiah's way of saying the Messiah would be sinless, perfect without defect. Violence is an outward act, where deceit is an inward heart issue.
那第九节讲他没有行过暴力，嘴里也没有讲过骗人的话。那以赛亚在这里说明耶稣是没有罪的，他是完全无瑕、完美而无瑕疵的。那暴力是一种外在的行为问题，那欺诈是内在的内心的问题。
So Jesus was righteous in his outward acts as well as his inward heart. He was pure inside and out. He was God's unblemished guilt offering on our behalf.
耶稣他的里里外外都是完全公义，而且完全圣洁。那他就是神为我们预备的这个完全无瑕疵的赎罪羔羊。
Now notice verse 10 says it was the Lord's will to cause him to suffer.
第十节说耶和华定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
So the question is, why would God want to crush his own son and make him suffer?
那问题就在于神为什么要压伤自己的儿子，使他受痛苦呢？
And the answer is because though he would make himself a guilt offering, he would see his offspring and prolong his days.
那答案就在于耶和华把他当作赎罪祭，那他要看见后裔并且延长年日。
Prolonging his days is a biblical term that is always used for prolonging physical life.
那延长年日这一句话哈，在圣经上主要代表延长肉体生命的年日。
Which means the Messiah would be resurrected.
那其实它就代表说弥赛亚一定会被复活过来。
And it is through the resurrected Messiah that God's will, his desire to bless the world, would prosper through his messianic hand. That is through the risen Jesus Christ, God's blessing would come to us.
那神就是借着弥赛亚，然后让他的这个复活可以带来祝福，来带到我们的身上。
So now we see the mystery fully solved from verses 13 to 15.
我们在这边13到15节的奥秘就完完全全被解释了。
Now we don't have time to look at that, so I want to close with this. Today is the day of salvation.
那我们时间不够了，所以我们这样结束。今天就是拯救的日子。
Today is the day when we come willingly for salvation while there is still time.
那今天呢，就是我们趁着还有机会的时候，就凭着信心来到耶稣面前的日子。
We must come to Jesus by faith now, trusting in Him to take away our sins.
我们必须现在就相信他，借着信心来相信他，此时此刻就能除去我们的罪。
The fact that God placed his sins on Messiah would do you absolutely no good unless you trust in him.
除非你相信他，那否则的话，神就是把所有的罪都放在弥赛亚身上，跟你也没有关系。
We need only come to Jesus by faith and exchange our sin and death and sorrow for his purity, life and joy.
我们所需要的只是借着信心来到他的面前。那神就会用耶稣的洁净和他的复活来代替我们的罪、死和悲哀。
We saw an example of this in Jesus' ministry with the woman who had the hemorrhage for 12 years, and no doctors could cure her.
那我们看见在耶稣的日子有一个女人，她患了血漏，无医可救。
And she came to Jesus by faith and grabbed hold of his robe.
她来到耶稣面前，凭着信心。然后就抓住他的衣服。
And power came out of him and into her.
那能力就从耶稣基督的身上传到了这个妇人的身上。
She exchanged her sickness into him for his healing power into her.
那他就和耶稣有这样一个代替的关系，那他的病就 耶稣来代替他的病，那他代替耶稣来有这样得医治的生命。
And this is what we all must do with the sinfulness and the sickness of our own heart.
这个其实是我们要为我们自己心里面这个有罪的问题所要做的事情，每一个人都要做的事情。
We must come to Jesus by faith and lay hold of him, confessing our sins to him and trusting in his work that he died to take away your sins, and by his wounds you are healed.
我们就要靠着信心来到他的面前，来抓住他，然后借着信心相信他可以医治我们，可以救赎我们，然后相信因为他的鞭伤，我们的病都可以得医治。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you tonight, and we thank you and we praise you for the grace upon grace that you have given us in your Son Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus has delivered us from all our sins. We thank you, Lord God, that he is the perfect sacrifice and the perfect worshiper who stood in our place. When we all like sheep have went astray, he willingly went to the slaughter without opening up his mouth. And he did so because he loved us. I thank you, Father God, for this great love that you so loved the world, that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Right.